This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 10 people have been killed as Typhoon Goni pounds the Philippines on Sunday, tearing off roofs, toppling power lines, and causing flooding. The strongest typhoon of the year also caused deadly landslides that buried a number of houses in the southern part of the island of Luzon, officials said. Goni was a super typhoon when it made landfall on Catanduenas Island before dawn, packing maximum sustained winds of 225 kilometers per hour. It was downgraded a few hours later as it swept across Luzon and reduced intensity as it headed towards the capital, Manila, where the city of 12 million braced for strong winds. Mark Timbal of the Philippines National Disaster Agency said that 19 million people may have been affected by the path of the typhoon. Rescue workers were searching 8 wrecked buildings in Izmir, Turkey on Sunday as hopes dwindled for survivors and the death toll from the powerful earthquake that hit the western part of the country rose to 60. The quake, measuring 7.0 in magnitude, also injured 930 people, the Turkish Emergency Authority said. Nearly 6,000 rescue workers have been working day and night since it hit on Friday. Overnight, 33 hours after the earthquake, a 70-year-old man was pulled from rubble to the applause of onlookers. The King of Thailand said, quote, "We love them all the same, of protesters who seek to curb his powers." And he called Thailand the land of compromise on Sunday in his first direct public comments on months of demonstrations. The king responded to questions from journalists during a walkabout with thousands of yellow-shirted royalists, putting on their biggest show of support since the start of protests that also seek the removal of